step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I welcome in. It's the weekend. Man, have we been on fire. We've been rolling things here across the board on the Discord. And we want to bring it to you for the free channel on the YouTube site here. So we appreciate you rolling with us, being part of the community. Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, do all of that, what we normally ask you, by all means. And we're going to tell you, because today is the last full-on day that you can take advantage of what's happening over at BetMGM when it comes to turning $10 into $200. So, you know, normally we dive in, we give you a lean, a lock, a side, a total, whatever the best play is. And we have a bunch of games to look at here. Make no mistake, these 7 games on the slate, but today's it. Like, you really are out of time when it's coming down to this BetMGM thing. So here's what you need to do. Simple, right? You're not on BetMGM for whatever reason. I don't care what the reason is. I'm just here to fix it. It's going to take you 90 seconds to click this link below and get on over to BetMGM. Really, that's the easy part. The hard part is what I'm going to do for you. Once you've signed up, 90 seconds, you've linked an account, maybe a PayPal, whatever, just deposit $10. That's it. I laugh because how many times you talk $500, $1,000, it's overwhelming. You get hit over the head. Just do $10. That's it. And then immediately take that $10 and put it on Team USA to win, to beat the Netherlands. Because as soon as a goal is scored, it's going to turn into $200. It's done on Sunday. That's it. That's it, Sunday, it's over. So for all of you procrastinators that have pushed this off until the final day, congratulations. You've made it to the final day. Now, jump in on this sucker like we're about to jump in on this slate. All right, first game up. Knicks at home against the Mavericks. What jumps out at you? What should jump out at you about this basketball game? The fact that the Dallas Mavericks right now, who are not dealing with any major injuries, mind you, are major when it comes to disappointment and where they are in this season. They ridiculously handed over a basketball game on the only night, or the night in which they were the only team playing, against Detroit in the only game. That's probably the better way to put it. I don't know why that was so difficult to say right away, but they were the only damn game Thursday night against Detroit, and they blew it. They blew it. They've lost 4 of their last immediate 5 games. The lone game came against Golden State, which doesn't look that good when you look at how bad Golden State's been against anybody on the road. Look, Christian Wood, okay. Dallas, eh. I think the better play here is just to go over. I really do. I think you're going to get a New York Knicks team that's going to be able to take advantage of Dallas. Just score on Dallas. I know that's not an easy thing. Dallas, for a large stretch of the start of the season, they're 1-8 on the road. 1-8. You know what? Maybe the better play is simply just taking the Knicks on the money line. Plus money. Oh, no. Yeah, it's the money line. Lock. The Dallas Mavericks are atrocious. They just lost to the Detroit Pistons. What exactly changes with this team and this game? No. We'll lock up the Knicks at home on the money line. Again, I cannot stomach what's happened with the Dallas Mavericks and ride them in any positive capacity. All right, let's move as we dive deeper into this slate here, right? Mentioned the 7 games that we have for you. The LA Clippers hosting the Sacramento Kings. We're going to lean under here. That's going to be the play. And the bigger thing about it is the Clippers just stand a better chance right now in this game, slowing down Sacramento, who scores a lot of points, than the Kings do in some sort of shootout. That's going to be the better lean for me. And we'll wait. So you hit us up, of course, right on the chat, whatever you see, whatever you lean, wherever you like, when things pop up, numbers and odds and all pop up. But like the Clippers in this game, mainly because they've been able to just hang it. And this has been a theme, a money-making theme, Clippers and the under. You get the night off, so they come in a little fresh. It's not going to be an easy basketball game with the Kings pushing as much as they have. But we also have to respect the fact that the Clippers have been able to hold people down, in some cases physically, when it's come to it. So I absolutely have no problem there. And that's our play under Clippers with the lean. All right. Let's keep it moving. Hornets taking on the Bucks. Now, what you should know in this game, the Hornets were up major at the half against the Washington Wizards. And this is just a team that was so decimated with injury, that was just so physically lost at the start of the season. They are much better now than they were. They're still probably a team that doesn't make the playoffs if, in fact, they are fully healthy, etc. But, and again, shout out to Greg Ehrenberg on the Discord. He'll shout everybody out that's making these power moves. In this case, it was Greg who had the crystal ball working and told us to bet that Charlotte wasn't going to make the playoffs, mainly because it was going to be too little too late when bodies started coming back, and that is the case. So I don't trust a Hornets team who had a gigantic high-scoring effort at home, mind you, against the Wizards, and now they have to back that up against the Milwaukee Bucks. But I also recognize that Milwaukee here, they're at home, big one against the Lakers. They're clearly not looking ahead. They weren't looking ahead to this game against Charlotte. So I think this is Milwaukee actually bouncing back. I will lay the points. We'll lean here, spread, and you let me know as well, right? But I'm going to lean Milwaukee with the points, mainly because I think the Bucks bounce back from just an overall lackluster effort to start the night against the Lakers. And meanwhile, it's just difficult for this Hornets team, who's just not that good, to consistently keep this stuff up. We move to Minnesota, where the Timberwolves are hosting the Thunder. And, I mean, come on here, right? You would think that Oklahoma City right now is starting to feel the impact of that stretch, and really in their division right away, but mainly on the road, just not being able to win games. So SGA, comeback player of the year, cool story, fantasy through the roof, betting wise, PRA, all that great, great, great. But when it comes to just coming out winning a game, it's going to be a little different. Now, Minnesota is such an underachiever, if you want to call it that, if you want to just call it defensive lapse, whatever, but they're just atrocious on D. Minnesota is such an underachiever that what we're looking at here is a pretty decent, I would imagine, spread, which normally would be a little bit wider, is my point. So at home, Minnesota, they've blown some leads. I'd love to tell you to take the first half and that's it, but I think we're going to do the same thing as we just did with Milwaukee, and we're going to go again with a favorite here. I know I don't love it. Trust me. I'd much rather give you dog for days and money lines and everything. Although we started off with the Knicks on a lock, so don't get on me too bad here. Magic getting 10.5 in Toronto. That's our next game. And both of these teams in action, mind you, the previous night, Friday night. Toronto, and this was a bad start. You kind of got the sense right away that the Brooklyn Nets were feeling themselves. They were above 500, and all of a sudden they had some purpose to their season. And meanwhile, Toronto just wasn't quite there yet. And that was definitely evident at the start of that game and through most of that game against the Brooklyn Nets. So the Orlando Magic are coming in here thinking like, all right, well, we're just another patsy. We're just another team to fall for you. We're just somebody out here that you can warm up and get right with. I don't think Toronto's in that position. So I'm getting 10.5 on the road against a Raptors team that's not using this to put on a big show in front of the fans. I don't even know how many people are going to show up Saturday night in Toronto. I'm sure you can find something better to do than go see the Raptors beat the Magic by 8 points. Trust me. All right, Toronto's buzzing. There's a lot of shit going on that you don't need to sit there courtside and watch this squad barely scrape by and not cover the spread against a Magic team that just continues to benefit from this. Night in and night out. And books are catching up, spreads, etc. But in this case, no. In this case, it does feel like a single-digit spread for a Raptors team that's just finding its way and coming off a humiliating effort for the most part on offense against the Brooklyn Nets. I don't see this immediate bounce back. So this is where we lock in the Orlando Magic plus 10.5. All right? Best thing I can do here. Make that work for you. So here's the thing. All right, next game, let me just start off here because I was going to set this whole thing up, but it doesn't really matter. Warriors-Rockets. We're just going to lean under. And the reason is the Warriors don't need anything at home. They don't need anything to prove. They don't need anything here to get right. This isn't a chance here for them to work out some kinks on their offense. All of their issues are away from home. Every single one of them are away from home. This is a game in which the Houston Rockets are young, they're fun, they love to gun, and it's a great team to watch. But when we're talking about betting sides and spreads and totals here, the Rockets get 90 points, maybe? I just don't think Golden State allows a lot to happen. And the Warriors are so good when it comes to slowing and maximizing a possession, slowing it down and maximizing a possession. And already, as we know, I mean, look, you're coming off a game back-to-back. You're hosting the Bulls, probably a little let down. And if there is any letdown, it's going to be on offense. So I think they make up for it on defense more so than anything else. So I like that play. It's a lean, and you let me know. You can hit me up in the chat and all. It's a lean. But we're going to go under in this game for the Warriors. Last, Jazz at home, tight line against the Portland Trailblazers Saturday night. And here's what we know. Josh Hart's most likely out. You still have Sharp in the house, though, so that's a good thing. This seems a little odd that Utah is only laying 3.5 unless there is prime sit mode going on with the Jazz. And they're coming off a back-to-back, so that's possible. That's strongly possible right now. Because you have guys in Rudy Gay, Mike Conley, who were out. We knew they were out. So I think, you know, looking at this right now, you kind of have to go Portland plus 3.5 with the expectation that Utah is going to sit somebody or two. If you see any of that, and it's not like, you know, guys struggling or anything along those lines, I think you're going to look at either a Clarkson, a Markkanen out, one of the two, if not both, and that's going to be enough where 3.5 all of a sudden looks great. So we're going to end with Portland plus 3.5 as our lean. And that's mainly the best thing we can do here, getting ahead of possible injury news. All right? So there you have it. Appreciate you rolling with us. 7 games. We're going to be right back for Sunday. And also what I want you to do on the way out, because this is done. Sunday, it's done. Like, I don't want to come back on Saturday's video and be like, you missed it. Just jump in, man. Seriously. and sign up at BetMGM and take advantage of 10. And here's the thing. We've done the heavy lifting for you. All you need to do is click the link. It's going to bring you to BetMGM. Sign up, deposit 10 and only $10. That's it. Just $10. That's all. And then immediately bet that on Team USA. That's it. And then it's over. You've done the hard part. You want to let that $200 sit for 2 months? Go ahead. Be my guest. Just to spite me, do it. But you have to sign up and take advantage of it first. All right. Thumbs up, subscribe, please, on the way out. And we'll see you for Sunday slate.